Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. 2020 is a crazy year, generally for everybody. It's actually a year that borders on the insane. It's probably as close to insanity as we've ever come, and it looks like it's going to get more insane in 2021. But for me personally, it's been very insane from the perspective of running my website and doing my own stuff. And I haven't made a video in quite a long time, and I haven't put out anything new. I haven't even made anything new. But November was very, very insane for me. If you'll take a look at that set of statistics on the screen, this is from South Africa. For 2020. It will give you an idea of how COVID hit South Africa. So if you go to the bottom, at the very bottom, spending on restaurants and hotels dropped by 99.9%. Not that I think all of it's bad, by the way. Spending on alcoholic beverages, tobacco, and narcotics dropped 92.4%. Spending on clothing and footwear, can you believe? Because the government said that we can't buy clothes and stuff. That dropped by 91.5%. And we had one of our biggest retailers literally go bankrupt during this time. There has been some action to buy it out, etc. I haven't followed up on it. Spending on recreation and culture, minus 86%. Spending on transport, down 71.4%. Spending on furnishings and household equipment, down 52%. Spending on food and non-alcoholic beverages, down 26.8%. And then from there it starts easing off. But as you can see, certain parts of the economy hit like a train. Not that I care too much, by the way. On the positive side, spending on education has gone up 1%. And then because people sat at home, housing, water, electricity, gas, and other fuels went up 1.5%. But the big winner was the internet. Spending on communication went up 3.6%. This is very good all round. So internet was a big winner in South Africa, like it's been everywhere else. But it's a stupid year, and it's done for stupid reasons, and we have to ask ourselves why. I personally think that it's got to do with them wanting to wipe out small and medium business, actually. This COVID thing is only working for big business. Only working for big business. Big multinational globalist corporations and lots of scams associated with it. And just getting information from Europe and just speaking to people, all kinds of weird things have been going on. Now, if you look around, you'll see the signs of financial collapse everywhere on a scale unprecedented in the history of the world. And all because of this silly flu that comes from China. And now, literally everything is imploding. And if you look around, you will see the signs of it. And you'll see that governments are trying to prevent total financial collapse. They're trying to prevent stock market collapses, big time. They're trying to prevent the collapse of the rich and the super rich. We are so on the edge of a collapse of the super rich and the rich, and they are pulling out all the stops to prevent it. I don't particularly buy into the notion that the globalists want a reset. If they do, they want it in a way that will work for them. But I can't see how they can actually do this. I'm not convinced that they really can even do this. I think that the real issue is that these markets are on the edge of collapse. Some of them, like the American stock market, is vastly, vastly overrated and overcapitalized, etc. And the only thing that they can do to stop these markets imploding, because there isn't any more money, is to invent money out of thin air. So we've seen things like the American stimulus plan. I see that in June 2020 that Germany and France reached an agreement that the EU was going to issue an extra 500 billion euros in common debt to fund investments in the member states. A friend of mine, a German friend of mine, told me the other day that in this year Germany had invented 1 trillion euros itself. And he also said that the government had promised large portions of that money to small and medium business, and that the small and medium businesses did not get anything at all, and that in fact the money has gone to big business, shall we say, big Jewish business. So he was saying that it's very crazy in Germany. He also told me that much of the money that the Germans have printed is actually going out of Germany. So it's not even for the benefit of Germans. Looking at another article, they are saying that since September 2019, the Fed has pumped $9 trillion to primary dealers. And they say that in 2020 alone, the United States created 22% of all the US dollars issued since the birth of the nation. In 1 year alone, they've created almost a quarter of the money, or rather well over a fifth of the money ever created in the history of the United States. That should show you that 2020 is no ordinary year. 2020 is wildly insane. It may be more insane than 1929. I think I read somewhere that in 2020 they created at least $6 trillion in 2020 alone. And that also helped to push up things like gold, Bitcoin, etc. And I see that all kinds of major European countries also are taking a beating. Everyone's taking a beating. Italy, for example, is at a point where, due to the slowdown in the economy and their spiraling costs, their debt could soon spiral out to 200% of GDP. It should be obvious to you that countries, governments, are almost no longer in control at all of their economies or the things that are happening to them. The entire economic system is completely and utterly insane, and all that they are trying to do is they are trying to hold it back so that it doesn't just crash and smash straight into the ground. It's as simple as that. And I see that Russia is going to legalize Bitcoin. They're going to legalize Bitcoin and begin regulating it from next year, and they say that Bitcoin is going to be regarded as a property and it's going to have legal protections. So Bitcoin is interesting, although Bitcoin itself may have gone too wild, and I think that Bitcoin might be in for a correction. I see they claim that America's unemployment has dropped to 6.9% from a high of 14.7% in April. But I recall seeing charts that said it was 30% back then. So I don't know how they arrive at 6.9%. Anyway. Now let me show you how South Africa is different to America. Whatever the problems of America are, at least the leaders of America, despite being cuckolds and groveling in front of Jews, and the same being true for Europeans and British, despite all these cuckolds and worthless dogs who are running the Western world, the fact of the matter remains that they are still superior to what is happening here in Africa. And one thing that I've picked up about America, in its own strange American way, is that America's got a kind of a culture and a kind of design whereby America changes its responses to things. It doesn't have such a fixed setup, and when things go wrong, America quickly responds to things in a dynamic way. American life and industry and the whole outlook of the country is towards a type of dynamism whereby when things go wrong or this thing happens, they change things fast. There's this view of change is the answer to everything. I'm not totally sure that I actually agree with that viewpoint of life. To a certain degree I do, but I also believe that there are some things that need to be firm, and that Europe has got some superior views in certain respects. But being dynamic and responding to change is important. Now this is where American type of thinking transplanted into Africa is a total and utter cock-up. Okay? So one of the things that I looked at earlier this year with COVID hitting and some of the charts that I saw saying that America had, I think, 30 million unemployed. I hope I'm not getting 30 million unemployed mixed up with 30%. And indeed, it could be that I'm now thinking of 30% unemployment in America when in fact it was 30 million. I hope I don't develop the mental characteristics of Joe fucking Biden, okay? Anyway, the point is that I have enough faith, despite the madness in the USA, I have enough faith that in the USA, the elite and those in charge will try in some way or other to attempt to try and stave off disasters quickly. And you can see that with the massive pumping out of invented stimulus from the Fed. However, South Africa is not the same. And they will go through all the same motions. And this is the thing about Africa that's different, is these blacks, once they've been taught all these same things that the whites are doing elsewhere, they also go and pretend to try those same methods. But because you are dealing with people whose IQs are lower and whose whole setup is different, you don't get the same results. So what I'm saying is that when COVID hit America like a train and when it hit Europe like a train, my belief was that America and Europe would recover from this quicker that despite them being hit harder, they'd recover quicker. Their entire setup is more functional. Now, here in South Africa, you don't get that. And you can actually see it in our unemployment statistics. I was looking at our unemployment statistics as at the end of 2020, and guess what? We are now at 52% unemployment. Yes, you heard me right. 52% unemployment in South Africa. And this, by the way, is official statistics which you cannot trust. The reality could be 10 or 15 or even 20% higher than this. Could easily be much higher than this. So there you have it. America is down to 6.9%. Maybe the numbers were like I saw earlier, that it really was 14% and 14 point something percent in April, and it's down to 6.9. However, South Africa is not the same type of organism. Unemployment has gone up to a staggering 52%, and probably that is understated. I'd go so far as to say it's probably a minimum of 60%, easily a minimum of 60%, maybe even 65% minimum. The bottom line is it's totally ridiculous. So America and Europe will recover in some way. It might not be pretty, it might not look good, it might not make people happy, but America and Europe will recover from this. Africa is not the same. When it takes a hit, it doesn't really recover from the hit. This is also good news for the whites, by the way. So don't see this as bad news. This is good news for whites, okay? But I just want to show the differences between Africa and America. So, do I care? The truth is, I don't. I say sink the ship. Well, leave the ship to sink itself, because that is actually what's happening in South Africa. The ship is sinking itself. They are torpedoing themselves all the time. Let me tell you a few things about South Africa. I saw a newspaper headline the other day that said the South African government spends 2.1 billion rand every day. In American terms, let me just figure out quickly what 2.1 billion is, because it might not sound that impressive to Americans, but it'll still give you an idea. It still amounts to $131 million. So South Africa, a much tinier country, much more backward country, is still spending $131 million every day that it can't afford. That is what the government is spending, $131 million per day, which it cannot afford, which it needs to go and borrow. On top of that, we've had these ratings agencies like Moody's, etc., coming again and downgrading South African investments even more. And they've been pushing us further down into junk status. And as they push our ratings ever lower, what happens is that the government, when it wants to borrow money, has to pay ever higher and higher interest rates. So the government took this huge beating where the GDP was dropping. The government still has this large number of blacks. It's in the region of 16 to 17 million black people who it has to pay all these social types of grants to. So its income dropped like a rock, its expenses remained higher, and its ratings have gone down, and borrowing more money is becoming more expensive. Plus, we are not even paying back our debt, just like everybody else. Debt just gets ever more out of control. Then on top of that, you've got the blacks who, despite the fact that they've been losing jobs, etc., you've still got blacks like Julius Malema and these other commie types. They've been trying to cause damage and wage a kind of informal war against the whites. They've been setting property on fire. They burned, I can't remember if it's 500,000 hectares or something of property in recent months. They've started setting fire to trucks, throwing Molotov cocktails at trucks because of some battle between one trade union and other blacks. And so that has impacted the ability of trucks to deliver food. They say food prices are going to go up. Trucks are moving in convoys because they are feeling so threatened. All of this is black on black. All of this is unhappy black people who are unhappy about everything in life. And they've been taught that when you're unhappy about everything in life, engage in violence. And so that's what they do. And all the time, they're busy breaking stuff economically and trying to target some things of the whites, like setting land on fire, etc., etc. So these are the crazy things that are happening in a disastrous year. And I personally do not see how, in any way, shape, or form, South Africa is going to be turning around from this. We are heading into bigger trouble. But as I say, chaos is good. Embrace the chaos, move up to the chaos and hug the chaos. All is good. Let the ship sink. The ship is busy torpedoing itself. It's blowing itself up all by itself. It's wonderful. So that is just a little summary of where things stand. Just a couple of things from a crazy year. Now, regarding stuff that I'm involved in, this whole year has been very weird. And I had a lot of hacking in the beginning of the year, and the hacking started in about February or March, and it carried on for a couple of months. I beat it back, I got rid of the hacking, I defeated it, and it seemed like I'm pretty stable. And then after the hacking, along come the Jews with all these court cases, and I've been wondering whether they've come at me with court cases because maybe they are responsible for the hacking, and maybe the hacking didn't work, and now they need to find another way to get to me. This is just a theory. I can't prove this. But it is very weird that after the hacking failed, that the legal stuff started. Though in the last week or two, I discovered that there is a weakness in History Reviewed, a certain plugin, and somebody did manage to find a way to break in through and into a certain plugin. So I've had to switch the plugin off, and it does impact certain things on my website. So I'm not happy about it, but it was a plugin that I knew was problematic. And I had already begun work on a replacement for the plugin. So now I will have to focus on the replacement and get the replacement in as soon as I can, because that plugin is very important to me. So anyway, that is some of the madness, but the real issue this month was appearing in court. That has been a whole other issue. So I appeared in court on the 6th of November for the first appearance, and I simply followed through the normal formalities, and I asked the magistrate if I could get a postponement so that I could get legal advice and get proper legal assistance. So he'd said yes. However, they ambushed me, the Jews ambushed me with their best attorney. The best attorney in the country, the best Jewish attorney in the country, and the same guy, his name is Hodes, Lawrence Hodes, and he's the same guy who is the attorney for the black communist Julius Malema, who's been calling for the genocide of whites. So the very same Jew who's defending a black communist who wants to kill whites, he's the guy that I'm up against. So he was there and he ambushed me with a bunch of stuff and asked for an interim court interdict for me to remove some stuff from my website, stuff to do with the Jewish complainant, and I then had to remove it from the website because if I don't, then I can get into big, big trouble, contempt of court. And when they issue these orders, they also issue a warrant for your arrest at the same time. So if you don't do it, the police can come and arrest you. Anyway, I took care of that within the 48 hours that they'd asked for. But now the problem was to deal with legal stuff. I had somebody who was whispering in my ear and assisting me quietly by whispering in my ear for many weeks. So that helped me. But I really need somebody in court, firmly in court, to assist me. And I realized that this is an absolute necessity after I saw all the Jews pitch up and they bring in their top guy, the most expensive guy in the country. They brought in everybody from the top of the Jewish Board of Deputies. They brought in a bunch of people from the law firm. And they then brought in this guy who is their most expensive guy of all. So what I needed was, I needed to get somebody who can officially represent me. And that is tricky because there are certain parts of South African law that are different to American law. And it's similar to British law. And I don't want to go into the details because it's important that I keep certain things to myself. It is very important. So I'm not going to say certain things, but I needed to find a legal solution to something. And that turned into quite a mission. It meant going around and meeting with different attorneys and seeing who's willing to do what. And of course, when you are busy fighting the Jews, most attorneys run away from that. So I actually had an unbelievably hectic 3 weeks. Now in these three weeks, I also had another issue, and that was that the magistrate had said that he will be soft on me and he will give me 3 weeks in which to respond to the affidavit of the Jewish complainant. And the original affidavit was like a 54-page thing. It's a big thing. And then on the day that I appeared in court, the Jews come and they throw another like 70 or 100 or whatever pages in front of me, all of it coming from History Reviewed, for additional stuff. So I'm sitting with like 120, 130 pages of legal stuff that needs a reply, and it needs to be done in 3 weeks, and I need to solve the legal problem. Let's call it the legal problem, the technical legal problem of how I'm going to get a certain person to assist me. So this required a lot of traveling around, a lot of meeting people, making copies of documents, talking to people, etc. But eventually, I solved the problem. And then, to my amazement, we actually made the three-week deadline. And on Friday, I went to the Jewish attorney, the top Jewish attorney in South Africa. I walked into their offices in a very, very fancy, brand new building. A building that is not even fully occupied. I walked into the building, I got to the floor where the Jew was, and large parts of the floor are unoccupied. That's how new the building is. And the Jew wasn't there, but I dropped off and went through the procedure of handing in my documents, my reply. And then I had to dash off. I'd made copies, I'd gone to the police, And then I dashed off to the courts to go and make sure that I hand in the documents there. So Friday was the end of the line, and by then I must tell you I was very tired. These last 3 weeks since that court date have been hectic, along with dealing with the issue of removing the stuff from my website, sorting out the legal problem, traveling, talking to people, and eventually trying to find a solution to how I'm going to get representation, and then finally handing in all the court papers to the courts and to the Jewish attorneys. Now, the magistrate gave the Jews also 3 weeks in which to respond to my response. And thereafter, we are supposed to respond to each other's documents every 10 days. The actual trial starts in the middle of March. So that is a good thing. That was the one good thing that came out of it, was that at least there's quite some time. But anyway, it's been an insane 3 weeks. November has generally been insane for me, and I need to go and fix other things, etc. I've got to sort out the problem where somebody hacked in, etc. So it's been a very, very wild month for me and very stressful, and I can tell you I was very tired by the end of it. But I've had some rest and I'm busy picking up the pieces. The month has been so insane that I've not even replied to a single donor, I've not even replied to a single person who left messages for me, nothing. It's been absolutely crazy. It's been really, really stressful. But at least I've managed to do the things that I needed to do. I don't want to discuss anything about the case. I don't want to discuss our strategy. I don't want to discuss anything. What I do want to do is, when the time is right, when the legal things have been done, I will want to tell you everything. I want to tell you everything that happened, because it's been quite wild and it's been very, very interesting. These Jews are unquestionably out to make moves against me in every conceivable way, and this might not be the last court case. There is more to come. Even the magistrate was telling them that they were moving around in the wrong courts, that they got to go to another court system to hit me in other ways. So this thing is quite hectic, but I want to tell you that in these 3 weeks, the amount of work I've done, the thinking I've done, the talking to people I've done, stuff I've done behind the scenes, it's been a mountainous amount of work that I've done. And I don't want to disclose anything more. But all I will say to you is that I've done my utmost of my utmost of my utmost. And we now need to let things roll forward, and we will observe and do what we can. So I don't want to discuss anything further, or the chances of this outcome or the chances of that outcome. I don't want to discuss a thing about it. You're going to have to realize that with all kinds of spies and people floating around, that I have to keep everything under very tight wraps. I have to keep it as secret as possible. Nobody must know what we are doing, how we are doing it, what we are thinking, what our plans are, what our thinking has been, what our thinking has been legally, what our thinking has been for the long term, what I've been thinking about my websites. All of this is not to be discussed at this point in time. But rest assured, I have spoken to people, I've done my own thinking, I've done my own assessment. We have done a lot of work looking at the future. For me personally, my goal is to retain as much of my free speech as possible. My goal is to keep my websites running ad infinitum. I have no intention of giving up on my websites and of stopping my work. I have no intention whatsoever of giving up on my websites, stopping my work, changing my speech, and going and hiding from the scum that are. My goal is to stand up to them and to do my utmost to remain going in one way or the other. So make no mistake, I'm going to fight for my website like a wild lunatic in every conceivable way that you can imagine, and also in ways that you cannot imagine. You have no idea some of the stuff I have already done. But all these things are hush hush, and I will reveal things at the time when it's appropriate. I cannot do things and say things that will assist my enemies. I'm not going to help my enemies to hang me. So that's just some feedback for you. But what an insane month. And I've been doing a bunch of things to just try and ensure that all my things are running well. And I now also understand threats that are coming. And I also understand what these scumbags are really up to. In those court documents, there are all kinds of nasty, nasty things that show their state of mind and where they want to take me, and the kinds of horrible surprises that they have in mind for me, including things like seizing my passport, things like grabbing all my computers, having the police raid me, etc. All these things are things these sons of bitches are coming up with. So there is lots and lots of stuff that I've been thinking about, talking about, and sitting and assessing. So it's been very, very hectic. November has been an insane month, and I've been very stressed and very tired, and I didn't get round to touching any videos. But I want to continue again with videos and stuff. I also have urgent things to fix. All in all, I've made lots of progress, but just bear with me, please. We are in a war, and it's a communications war. You must look on it as being like World War II with radio, where you've got somebody broadcasting a message, somebody else is trying to jam the message, somebody else is trying to mess up the message. You now got to try and figure out countermeasures to it. That is how it is on the internet. That is what I've been going through for years and years, except for the period 2012 to 2016, during which time I operated on the social media for a while. But other than that, I have always been under some kind of attack in my early days and nowadays again. And nowadays, they're really out to try and shut me down. But this is how it goes, and you will see it's like this for everybody. And you cannot avoid it. Ultimately, if you want to do your own thing, you cannot avoid these things. So just get used to the notion of conflict forever, culture war forever, standing up for ourselves forever. Don't imagine that we're going to go back to the way we were. This is a war that carries on forever, and we need to fight back tooth and nail. And between us all, we've done really well. So don't feel bad about these things. This is the nature of it. And I'm looking at these things as learning curves, things to learn, things to watch, things to try and overcome. I'm out to try and even do the impossible. I'm out to do even things that people say are impossible in South Africa. I have already been functioning for a long time in a way that many regarded as impossible, but the odds against me are really much higher now, and I'm still determined to attempt the impossible and to do that which you don't think can be done. So I'm far from finished, but I have to keep silent about critical things. So just be aware of that, and please just take it in your stride. Don't imagine I've given up. Don't imagine I'm not going to fight. I'm fighting tooth and nail in ways that you know and in ways that you don't know. I will fight tooth and nail for my free speech, for my website, like a wild lunatic. And it doesn't matter what moves they make on my website, I will fight it tooth and nail every inch of the way. So just be aware of that. And as we go into 2021, it's going to be crazy and insane. I used to be concerned about Donald Trump. If Donald Trump loses, what do we do? But I've seen enough now of people standing up, whites standing up in the alt-right, whites standing up in America, etc., that I actually am feeling relaxed about that. Whether Trump makes it or doesn't make it, whether he can prove that the election was a fraud or not, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that there is 47% of Americans, according to a Rasmussen poll, 47% of Americans figure that the election was rigged. And that just means that if Biden walks in, that there's going to be a whole bunch of additional many millions or even tens of millions more people who are going to be even more red-pilled than before. There are going to be new people who are red-pilled who were not red-pilled. So I just say, just bite the bullet, go forward, all of us, just face all the nightmares that we have to face, fight on, don't give up, hang in there. The enemy is not winning as much as you think. And I think that these small websites and these website owners are actually going to put up the biggest fight of the lot. I'm seeing it all over. I was publishing stuff on my website about Parler, about Rumble, about BitChute, about all these different things that are fighting back and allowing whites to function, even though they are not totally racial and not totally on our side fully, but their attempts to shut everyone down is not working. And for many years, I've been aware, technically, of the possibility of internet guerrilla warfare, that with technology, we have almost unlimited capability of engaging in guerrilla warfare. Almost unlimited ability to do this. We must just work at it and carry on. And you will see these big companies and all these Jews and scum who are trying to shut us down. It's not as easy as it was. And there are quite a number of whites who are diving in, creating more websites, new social media. The war is on, okay? So don't think the war is going to go away. And I'm glad to see that people are not babies and they're not going to collapse. They're just going to carry on. And even if they nail Trump, Trump himself and the issues that will come out of that are not going to go away. So I reckon that let them move forward, even if they put stupid Biden in. And I see that Biden went and broke his foot playing with his dog. How the hell did he manage that? I'm not too worried about Biden as I was. The most important is that I see whites churning and they're unhappy, and they're unhappy all across the Western world. Germany, everywhere, people are looking at this. Britain, all over the show, COVID is irritating people. People are seeing weird fucking things. And the whites are saying, what the hell is this? What the hell is that? How is this happening? How's that happening? This is good. This is good. So don't hassle about it. What's important is that whites wake up. That is the most important thing of all. So just carry on doing what you're doing. And if all of us carry on doing what we're doing and we fight forward as hard as we can, that's the way to do it. They are not getting away with everything. And the things they are doing, they have to be more and more blatant, out in the open, etc., etc. It's getting harder and harder for them to hide all their sneaky nonsense. And the things they are doing are becoming more and more open and blatant, and normal people can see it. So it's wonderful. Plus, we've got our own infrastructure of how we can get the message out. We've got people all over the show. There are even some people still functioning on YouTube. And there are even people still functioning on Facebook, I believe. So there's all kinds of stuff happening. Don't give up. The war is on. The war is on. Just get stuck into it. Stay stuck into it. We are clawing our way forward piece by piece. So I will be trying to pick up the pieces of video creation and putting out some videos. There are so many videos I want to put out. And in this time, make no mistake, whenever I get a chance or I'm waiting, like I was waiting outside court or here or there or waiting at the police, I'm busy studying and going through stuff and watching videos and so forth. I'm always busy learning. I've got tons and tons and tons of stuff that I want to talk about. And I've still got all the stuff that I haven't even finished that I really want to get finished. So don't think that I've given up on videos. I've just been under a lot of stress and I've had to jump around. And so these people have hit me with a bunch of blindsides, legal stuff for the first time. But you learn. Every little thing is yet another step forward. I learned this, I learned that, I learned things that I didn't know before. I've had to learn things about legal practices that I didn't know before, deal with people in ways I've never dealt with them before, etc. And don't you worry, everything is a learning curve and everything can be used to our advantage in the future. So don't just think they just have their way all the way. They may come in with tons of money, all their biggest teams, all their best people to come and whack a one-man band with his website, but they're going to discover that I'm going to put up the stiffest fight they've ever seen from a website owner. They won't believe the stiff fight they're going to get. They are going to get a really, really stiff fight. Also expect more Team White shows as well. On that front, we've also been sorting out problems. But anyway, this was just an update just to let you know how things are going, etc. And that it's just been hectic. I've been quiet because I've been under stress and hectic and dealing with things I've not dealt with before. But I'm feeling good. I've worked really hard. And I'd love to tell you what we've been thinking, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut for months. So you don't know what we're thinking, but rest assured, I'm fighting like a wild lunatic from hell for my free speech and my website, like you've never seen before. So that's it for now, and you'll be seeing more videos from me in the coming days and weeks. And let's see how crazy 2021 gets. The madness is here to stay, and I'm loving it. Embrace the chaos. Hang in there. You're going to see how tough whites really are. And a lot of things are failing for our enemies. Lots of things are failing in ways that they cannot recover from. They cannot recover from it, but we can. So don't give up, just hang in there, just keep going, and just keep talking to whites, keep studying, keep spreading the message, don't quit, don't give up, don't slow down. The fight is on. Get into the fight. These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.